Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we're coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to stay in town here. We're going to move out to East Lansing, spend a little time with one of my favorite people, as a matter of fact, Jeff Smith, director of the University Corporate Research Park at East Lansing. And Jeff, tell us a little bit about what the research park is. And I know it's been around a while, but it's an ever-changing, ever-evolving thing.
Yeah, and that's a great way to describe it, actually. The research park is actually renamed the University Health Park, and that's where McLaren sits in their new health system and new hospital out in the south end of campus. Research parks to us at the MSU Research Foundation is actually that and then some. So we have multiple buildings in multiple locations surrounding campus, strategically placed and aligned with the university, with the intention that we capture and support and build up the economy around the university, leveraging the partners and, you know, corporate innovation strategies and startups that are spinning in and out of the university. So it's really real estate, resources, equipment, and everything we can do to support these companies in their growth here.
Well, and you know, your career path has been ingeniously laid out, if you don't mind my saying, because where you're at right now was really the culmination of the other places you've been.
That has been. That's a very astute. I have made a lifetime of a career out of growing my next position. You know, I've been involved in entrepreneurship and innovation for about 20 years, and it kind of stemmed from being a market analyst and identifying what competitive advantages communities have and then exploiting them. And that really has been a missing piece in Lansing, in the Lansing region for a long, long time, is the ability and the positioning of some of our economic bases and anchor institutions to exploit those opportunities. And I think we're doing that now.
Well, you know, and the other thing we were short of was like risk-based capital too, not the traditional. And of course, you were involved in helping to rectify that circumstance as well.
Yeah, the MSU Research Foundation in general, we have venture creation, venture studio, venture funding, angel funding in some capacity or another, pre-seed funding. Yeah, the Lansing region wasn't known for its risk capital at all. But, you know, there is a groundswell and there is definitely an expanded, you know, resource system here now for investment. And, you know, part of that was individuals like yourself going out on a limb early on and showing that this could actually work. And that fear of failure has led a lot of people astray, but the examples of success have brought them back. So we're really happy that there's been early risk takers in all of this.
Well, I'm glad to know I took the bruises for something. Listen, you have been very involved in the Mars Tech Hub. Now, those are all caps. That's not like you're planning something on Mars. Tell us about that and your involvement.
Yeah, so it actually stands for Materials Advancement and Research Strategies, and it's a hub to bring a lot of the resources in the advanced materials world together. And that isn't just in the Lansing region, but across the state. We look at the competitive strengths of the university and the regional partners. Suddenly, synthetic diamond and rare isotopes show up as really differentiators nationally. We applied and were successful in landing a strategic priorities grant. And this is a federally funded initiative to inshore and create some economic resilience for the national economy. And they picked, you know, 10 key technology focus areas that they were really focused on. And we were advanced materials vertical from the very beginning. MSU in this region have made things better than most for over a century. And what we're seeing is that this is, you know, compounding and catalyzing. And finally, you know, with the leadership in place, the right resources in place, we're going to see that this economy starts to move forward, leveraging those assets.
What has it meant to have so many, I guess, quality letters of consortium and non-consortium commitment as it relates to, say, the FRIB in this area?
Yeah. So FRIB is, you know, one of those key differentiators. You know, having that kind of piece of equipment sitting in our backyard is very, very rare globally. And, you know, the rare isotopes that it'll generate have spinoff effect. And we're going to see that those letters of support are coming from, you know, areas like Air Force Research Labs, Texas Instruments, Raytheon, you know, down to, you know, Centropolis in the state of Michigan. We start to look at how do you build up an economy? And it's everything from the defense industry to the mom and pop shop that can leverage those resources. So those letters of support are indicating they have a direct line of benefit from what we're doing.
Those are pretty good influencers too. Is this project a done deal, or are we still in some competing?
We're still competing. We're in the done deal stage of getting the grant implemented, and we are going to move forward with an economic development strategy, a community benefits plan, and a preliminary engineering report that'll show that we can do this here.
Excellent. Well, you do great work, Jeff, and it's always good to spend time with you. Jeff Smith, Director of the University Corporate Research Park in East Lansing. Keep up the good work, my friend.
I'm absolutely honored to do so.
All right. Chris Holman here. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be back with more.